And now is the time we go to the news that you can't use, but that you really want to know about anyway, the ramble. Nice.
I love that music.
Rachel.
I'm going to go first.
Kick us off.
I'm going to tell you about monkey sex. Don't go away, everyone. Stay tuned. It's a really interesting story. Apparently, male monkeys are providing services in exchange for sexual intercourse.
Services. Tell me.
Well, on average, female macaques, that's the name of this kind of monkey, have sex 1.5 times an hour. But this rate apparently jumps to 3.5 times an hour immediately after they have been groomed by a male monkey. And it's not just anyone. It's the guy who's grooming them that they end up having sexual activities
with. Is this paying for sex or is this flattery?
See, I think this is...
This is just
the article's written like they're paying for sex. But, you know, isn't this what we do, too? We go dinner and a movie.
Yes, have sex with monkeys. Oh, I've said too much.
By the way, this is backed up scientifically. This isn't just out of the mumblings of my mind. A scientist at the Nanyang Technological University in Singapore made this discovery after following 50 long-tail macaques around for 20 months, tracking their sexual tendencies.
This was the scientist who spent all his time stroking the hair of his research partner, waiting
to
see what would
happen. I don't know.
And speaking of sleeping together, if you've ever tried to sleep with your arms around someone, you know it could be quite uncomfortable. The arm goes dead. In fact, Willie Nelson even wrote a song about it called Half a Man. He got the idea for the song when he was in bed trying to light a cigarette, but he couldn't because his love was asleep with her head on the other arm. Let's hear Willie.
If I'd only had one arm to hold you. Better yet, if I had none at all.
Well, it's not Willie that's in the news. It's a new innovation called the Love Mattress. Here's how it works, if I could describe
please,
it.
Please, please do.
The monkey comes over to the mattress. A solid unit makes up the middle portion of the bed. And then there are these adjoining strips of foam connected at either end. So the middle's a real bed. The rest, the outer edges, look a little different. You can drop your shoulders or arms into the slats without worrying that they'll be crushed by your partner. So you don't need to do the old tuck and roll anymore. The bed also works for stomach sleepers by giving them a place to tuck their feet. And the whole thing can be covered with standard bed linen.
It seems like an awful lot of bother, I gotta say. Like,
yeah, just, exactly. Why even touch your partner?
Kind of. Just roll
retreat
over.
Retreat to your own corner, people.
Exactly. Okay, I'm gonna wrap this up. Am I? No, second to last story. The illegal immigrant has been named Texan of the Year by the Dallas Morning News. Time
Which
magazine does
immigrant?
The big, they got Putin this year. Dallas Morning News said the general, an amalgamation of all illegal immigrants.
It's, well, that same guy was Times Person of the Year last year.
The illegal immigrant, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, if he looks at his cover.
Exactly.
And it flashes back at him.
The paper described the illegal immigrant this way. He breaks the law by his very presence. He hustles to do hard work many Americans won't, at least not at the low wages he accepts. The American consumer economy depends on him. According to the paper, they say 7% of all Texans are estimated to be in their state illegally.
The illegal immigrant beat out who else?
Other nominees including Gara Boone, the founder of the Container Store.
Cool.
I don't get it. Alberto Gonzalez and Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense.
And Alberto Gonzalez's parents were their Person of the Year this year, I believe. I think that's true. No, I think
it's
true.
Is that true?
Yeah. I'm not making a joke.
Okay.
All right, finally, some teenagers in Baltimore, Maryland have a simple answer to a problem linguists have faced for years. And the answer is yo. Kids are using yo as a gender-neutral replacement for he and she.
Really?
You know, if you see a little baby, you don't want to say, oh, what kind of baby is it? And you don't want to say...
You don't want to say, he's so cute or she's so cute.
Yeah, or right, or, you know, when people vote, you say, when a person votes, he, she should do this or that. So yo becomes all of it.
The universal pronoun.
The universal gender-neutral pronoun. The way that they would say it is, yo looks like a freak. Yo put his foot up. Or yo put yo's foot up, I guess it would be. Linguists say yo is significant because it was not planted. It was a grassroots phenomenon. It's just language that naturally happened.
Amazing.
And that, my friends, is The Ramble. You can find these stories and much more on our website, npr/bryanpark.org.